This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. While drug and alcohol deaths are rising in Tennessee and throughout the nation, Steve Wildsmith says it's important to remember that those rising numbers are not just a product of the pandemic. Wildsmith is with Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center Cornerstone of Recovery. He's also a freelance journalist and a recovering addict.
One of our programs there is we have a professionals program, lawyers, physicians from all over the country. And we've seen an uptick in healthcare workers coming through because of this. We've got a doctor there right now who had been through once before and was doing great, but this hit and he started drinking again. The pandemic has paralyzed so many people who are suffering from addiction and alcoholism. And as we are prone to do as addicts and alcoholics, we also use it as an excuse. Let's reel it back a little bit. There has to be some perspective. What were you willing to do to get drunk, to get high? I know for me, as a recovering addict, the answer was anything. So I have to encourage others as someone in recovery to kind of flip that script and say, okay, what are you willing to do to get better?
Talk to us about isolation and what kind of burden that is on recovery.
I've heard it put this way. The opposite of addiction is not abstinence. The opposite of addiction is community. And right now, that community is jeopardized because we can't gather in meeting places. We can't gather in 12-step groups. You know, there are still some meetings going on, but by and large, you know, the risk is too great given the rising cases of COVID-19 in our area. So many meetings in normal times were going on around the clock. And now you might be lucky to find one or two that are meeting in person a week and everything else has gone online. Now, virtual meetings, I mean, they're really great. There's one that you can filter it out by language and time of day. And usually on the half hour, you can find more than 24 meetings around the world. And I find that kind of fascinating because I can jump on a meeting in Scotland, in New Zealand, in Ireland, wherever. And what I found every time I do that is we're the same.
Yeah.
We're the same. The accents may be a little exotic, but the stuff that goes on in our heads, and sometimes the cool thing is I hear the same things I hear from people I've known around here forever, but hearing it come out of a different mouth makes me see it in a new light. It's still there, the ability to connect, but it takes a little bit more willingness.
I would think, too, that the ability to be able to stop in the middle of the thought of, oh, I really want to drink right now, and leaving the house, just breaking up that whole process is beneficial for recovery too. I can see how the temptation and the isolation are such a burden for people right now.
And they are. We're talking about unprecedented overdose numbers. And we see that nationwide in the neighborhood of 160,000 Americans who die annually because of overdose or because of alcohol-related causes. That is the struggle for those of us in the recovery community. The pandemic is serious. It is life-threatening. But addiction has been a pandemic for decades now. So it's such a tough balance. How do you balance that?
Steve Wildsmith is with Cornerstone of Recovery, a drug and alcohol treatment center in Louisville. This interview and a list of resources can be found on our website, wuot.org. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.